Joe, for 40 minutes of that game, it was lip and tuck, and there was nothing in it.
No, nothing in it. And you know something, we didn't expect nothing less. We knew they're a great side. Been knocking on the door in Ulster Intermediate for the last couple of years. And when you come up the road, run for a battle. And to be honest, that first half, they gave us everything. And I think just maybe a bit of experience told there near the end. We pushed away and a few subs came on and different bits and pieces kind of fell together for us. But no, come here, full juice to Carrickmore. You're in your All-Ireland semi-final. You deserve to be there and you have to work for it. So thankful to get over the line now. Yeah.
You had a bit of control in that first half, but your finishing just wasn't up to scratch. And there were a few wides that you thought were going to cost you.
Aye, that's exactly it. I think we had 9 or 10 wides in the first half. And just maybe shooting from angles that we wouldn't usually shoot from and things like that, and just think at half time, just regroup here, get our composure, play the ball to the boy in the best position, and thankfully the lads up front, they just worked their socks off there and things came together for us in the second half.
Coming into the last 15-20 minutes, I think you've been playing maybe a wee bit more efficiently and the Aero lads are maybe running out of legs a wee bit.
Maybe I go back to that experience maybe in the last while we've been here now in the semi-final stage the last couple of years, and we're lucky probably that bit of experience to do this. And as I said, we have a great panel there. There's maybe 10 or 12 boys in that bench could be on the pitch, so the legs come on, brought fresh emphasis to it, and thankfully they drove us over the line and we look forward to our day out.
So you're going to Croke Park now for an All-Ireland final, a great occasion for the people of Tyrone.
Oh, great occasion. You can see it here with all the people that, they're just supporters through thick and thin all year, and it's great to give it back to the people, especially coming on, travelling all over the country to watch us, and they give us great support. You can see it there today when we needed it, they were behind us, and hopefully now we'll give them an hour day out and make Christmas a bit shorter for us.
And there's going to be one Donegal and Ulster man in Croke Park on that occasion, flying the flag for the Northern Province.
Hi, look, come here, it wasn't easy. I'm a workman, and I made the decision, had to move family reasons and stuff, and work moved down there, and I couldn't come to a better club, and I'm loving it down here, loving my hurling. And look, I'll keep pushing on now as best I can and represent everybody as best I can.
And Bert didn't quite make it this year, so I suppose you're representing them, you're representing the club as well when you go to Croke Park.
Ah, most definitely. Look, I grew up and they've drilled hurley into me and what it means to when you put on a jersey, you're representing yourself, your family and your club. And as I say, I'll be out there and I will not only be representing Tyrone and everything else, but I'll be trying to represent Bert as best I can as well.